represent the Greens?
Correct. I'm Ralph Miller, and he's Ralph Miller, only his mama calls him Skip.
I understand. That works. I tell you what, I give you the opportunity to come and stand at the podium, or I can move the microphone back between you two if you prefer, if you both want to speak.
Would you ever, I guess I can step up there.
Well, we can arrange something there. Get that.
All right. We haven't got much to say, except we're going busted.
For the record, because we are recording, would you state your name and then we'll be all set to go.
My name is Ralph, middle initial Z, Miller, Jr., and the one behind me is Ralph Z. Miller III. And we're partners in Cedar Greens. We met with you gentlemen a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember you now.
To discuss part of it. We sold the property to
HCW
for phase 9 of their development. Took their note. And they sold off the golf course lots. And we got our money. And frankly, it was an adequate sum. And then we gave them the final 11 lots to sell for us and give us that money. In the course of a year, they were unable to sell even one lot. All right, and my understanding is in that period of time, they didn't sell any of their own lots that were not on the golf courses. So under the terms of the note we took back from them, we took those lots back to be sold by, since they weren't selling, well, hell, we'll try to sell them. And in that period of time, which has now been, what, Skip, you think, a couple of years?
Probably.
We haven't been able to sell one lot in that same period of time. We gave you gentlemen a letter from the multi-listing, or from a realtor who has them listed for us, and he forwarded the information from the multi-listing service. And in the course of the 3 years, they've only sold, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 lots. Again, not on the golf course. The golf course lots were no problem for them. Everybody made out very nicely on those. On these back lots, our understanding is that they sold less than 10, and the average selling price of those was about $11,000 or $12,000 over a period of 3 years. We still have all the ones we took back. We have them listed. We've had them listed for a couple of years. We keep dropping the price, and it doesn't do any good. If anybody would like to have a lot not on the golf course, we have a few. We'd be glad to discuss with you. And now then we get the letter reevaluating these marvelous lots at about triple what the assessment was a year ago. We don't think that, as I understand it, they're supposed to be assessed at about a third, which would make them, we're being assessed 9, which would theoretically make them 27,000, 28,000 or so. You have a question?
Well, I was just noticing, I think most all of your lots are up here around where the Branson Hills, I think all of them around you are the Branson Hills.
I'd make a recommendation. This is exactly what I thought it was. The doors, they're supposed to be 18.8. They're not supposed to be 40.
I'm ready to move them down to the appraised value to 18.8.
So is that all the properties that we're looking at that are listed as Cedar Greens LLC?
Yes.
They're all in phase. They're all part of the property that we sold to Branson Hills. And as I say, we came out all right on the ones that are on the golf course. And everything else, we can't even get anybody to talk to
us. Quick, brief comment on how this happened. When we seen the name change, we didn't know that was you, and we didn't know what, we thought somebody was buying some lots.
So we put
them on for the $49,000, which all the rest of them are on for, except two of yours was on for $18,800.
Okay.
I must have, did you, either one of you call me?
No.
This spring, when you got those increase notices?
He filled out whatever.
Well, I moved two of them to 18.8, and the others didn't get moved.
Okay.
So that's why, and we're going to, I think we're going to take care of that as we speak.
Yeah. Earlier was that they should have moved all of them to 18.8.
Well, what you folks agreed to last time, and we thought was very fair, was you agreed to treat them like development lots,
right. That's
because that's really what we were in the beginning. We thought we'd gotten out of it, then we were back to it.
When we seen the name change is what threw everybody
off.
So
you're saying...
What's the assessed value on the appraised value of 18.8?
3570.
Yeah.
So what he is recommending to us is that we establish the appraised value of each lot at 18.8. That means the assessed value would be 3570.
Which is about where it was, wasn't it? Some of them were, yeah.
Right.
That would be extremely fair.
Well, I'll go ahead and make that motion.
Now, if you point out to me the two that are already there, we'll put down no change.
I found three.
Can you list those for me?
133 through 135.
Except my computer showing that they are.
133, 134, and 135. So if your motion would be from 51 through 57 and then 132.
That would be my motion.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to establish the appraised value of BOE numbers 2013-51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, and 132 at 18,800 each. Makes the assessed value of 3570. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. We only need a motion on 133, 134, and 135.
Moved for no change on BOE numbers 133, 134, and 135.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. There'll be no change in valuation.
Could I interrupt?
Yeah, just a second. BOE numbers 133, 134, 135. Discussion. Yes, sir.
She's got a discrepancy that's against. Why don't you set those at 18.8 instead of saying no change?
I'm looking at your textbook.
Your textbook says 18.8.
Okay, all right.
It says 3570 on all three of those.
Good. Thank you. I'm sorry.
So hopefully, my clarification will be here.
Okay.
Book you just certified has that in?
Yes.
If it doesn't, it's the intention of this board to establish all those properties in the same value.
Great.
So that everyone's correct, we all agree. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
You need anything else from us?
No, sir.
Okay, except our thanks. That's very fair. Thank you, gentlemen.
We enjoy your company. That's why we had you back over.
Well, if you know anybody who'd like to have a lovely lot
near
a golf course, have them call us.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, we just hang around here because we may have some come in. Yeah,
that's possible.
Just what I thought had happened.
Is this going to be the same thing, James?
No, totally different. They purchased this one in the middle of the year.
$21,000. Yes, sir.
We might get together at the end of the week, perhaps we can balance the books that you all are keeping, the books that I'm keeping, just to make sure that I've got it right.
Yep.
Thank you.
So, okay, if I email it to you?
I will.
You folks, I'm sorry.
I will have to say, you guys have bought one of the finest air conditioners ever. Was.
Omar, are you a little cool in here?
It feels really good, but I've just been outside.
Look, Shane's just turning red.
But you have a coat on, and maybe that's the difference.
Our assessor is very sensitive.
Instead of going to lunch, as heavy as I am, I just went out and stretched out on the sidewalk and absorbed the sun.
Is that right? Well, that sounds like a good time to do that. So,
are you folks here to see us today?
We are. We're early. Our name is Tidwell. T-I-D-W-E-L-L.
I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'd be willing to see as early as you all would be. Would you like to come up to the microphone?
Yes, please.
Give me just a second to get you into the system here.
Probably can.
This is at Emerald Point?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Are you all ready? Got it called up. There we go. I think that's you right up here. Hold on, let me look at that.
You'd like to look at first. I faxed a cover letter with a short explanation, and where's that?
He had it on the.
You had it on the computer.
Actually, they don't let me play with those things. You ladies do it.
Oh, I see that. Okay.
You had additional evidence that they just scanned in later. There you go.
Okay.
Is that it right there?
No, we have that. They just made copies of that in Sheila's office.
Here we go.
And this explains pretty well what... we have the document that that shows our contract with Carolyn and Kathy Clark, or Kathy and excuse me, Kathy
Gary.
And Gary Clark Realty Company. They've been trying to sell it now for several years, and we've had people before that selling. And no luck. So we've dropped the price several times, and as you know, everybody's land has decreased in value on the books. But we feel that it's the appraisal is quite a bit over what it should be according to the property sales around that area.
We've had it on the market since 4/24/07 with various realtors, and at the present time it's on listed with Carol Jones.
No, it's
Keller Williams agency, and we have it listed at 59.9, and they tell us that property is selling out there, but it's bringing $5,000 to $7,000 for lots similar to ours is all they're being able to sell them for.
We have copies of similar surrounding lots that have sold. And
could you put it back on the screen just a second, Christy, to prepare for paragraphs? Thank you. Now, this is information that was furnished to you from the realtor.
Yes, it
Kathy
is.
Kathy Clark.
And if there's anything, any information in addition to that that you need, they'll be glad to fax that over to you.
I believe they faxed from...
Just now,
office downstairs, four properties that have sold in 2012. One that the tax is very similar to ours is that property. That property sold for $5,500.
$5,500.
On 4/25/12, and it's been on the market for 1,326 days.
There's another one.
That property sold for $16,000 on 12/31/2012, and it's been on the market for 1,411 days. That property is a much more desirable. It's kind of the elite property. It's double gated, so it's a much higher priced property. And it sold for $30,000, it and a lot right next to it, lot number 29 and 30, both sold for $30,000 on 11/26/2012. And like I said, it's a double gated entry gate for all of the property, and then they're gated separately. Yes.
I was going to have Christy, if you go to the tax map real quick.
The tax map.
Yeah. Okay. She's going to pull up where your property is.
And actually, these $30,000 properties have a lower tax rate than we're paying.
That pulled up the...
It's back on the door.
That's back on the Branson Hills.
Mm-hmm. It does that sometimes?
Yeah.
No.
Hit back, refresh.
I guess I believe you.
You proved it on my review.
Find what we've been paying in taxes.
It's in the
letter. Yeah, if you click on the one just to the left.
The first.
Yep. Yes. That one's set at 20,000.
All the ones to the right are at the same value as Thursday.
Right. But theirs is the smallest.
They would be either an obsolescence factor of some kind about it that they brought into the BOE or something.
That green one is a location of our property.
These are previous.
I believe.
No, it's just back those. Up a little bit, back this way a little bit.
Unless they're still...
She's doing comparables.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
They're still owned by maybe the developer, too.
Four of them are
if you open, you guys need to open your page to page 16 of my sales comparison I gave you yesterday. I was going to, in 11 and 12, I've got 60 sales of median out there in your area for all the way from $49,000 to $79,000 signed affidavits by the owners.
And where were those? Were they lakefronts?
Scattered all over, over in phase 9, 10, and 11 that don't even have lake views. But I'll show it to you. Every day I get a sale from out in 69.9, 59.9, 64.60, 64.72.9.
We got one from the broker. I think it's the same thing. And the first three or four up there were on the sales list were $6,000, $7,000, $10,000, $12,000.
I've got a, here's a, there's a 25, a 24. I thought I had a 5 or 12. We have those, but I mean not in ample numbers of those.
Yeah, well.
Well,
here's some 25.
We feel.
I'm talking in 11 and 12. I'm not talking about any.
About 13. Yeah. That 2011 and 2012,
yeah.
At which time we did have ours on the market actively for about around that price. We paid quite a bit more
13.
Than that for it to begin with. And so we've clocked up quite a lot.
That's the reason I didn't lower Emerald Bay, because I keep getting these sales in consistently. Mm-hmm. It's not like I get one every once in a while. I'm getting to have 60 sales in 11 and 12, I get them pretty regular.
But how about 13? Have you got?
13, I haven't got that many, but we're dealing with value of January 1, 13, which is 12 and 11 values.
I'm ready to make a motion to set the appraised value at $20,000.
I think that would certainly help us out a lot, because we feel like we're really overpaying for what we have.
So you ready to, or you did?
I'm ready to. I'm going to make a motion to set the.
Sue, would you go through that?
BOE number ending in 109 to appraised value of $20,000.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2013-109 to $20,000 appraised value. That'd be the total valuation. Discussion. Christy, click for me back on the map where the lot is.
Oliver's written on.
Is right, yes.
Right there.
There, that's it.
Is there a way to enlarge the map? Can you get it? Hold it. Now, that establishes it, if I'm not mistaken, that the value to the lot that's to the left is twice the size, right?
That's correct.
There's a building on that wall, too, right next to us to the left.
Is the building over on the left?
I thought it was.
No, it's, it's closer to the corner.
Is it? Okay.
There's one right behind us on the street above us.
Okay.
What's the one beside it there? Yeah, that one you got just on. What's happened on the $120,000 lot is it's been sold by the developer, and we just haven't got the price changed over yet. But that's all right. That's what you got. All the developer lots in there was set at $20,000. Thank you. Check them, and you'll see that all the rest of them are there.
And, of course, that's about half the area. As those to the left.
You talked about dropping your list price. Could you reveal what you've got it listed at? You said 59.9. Now you're down to 59.9.
Mm-hmm.
this an appraised value or an assessed?
Appraised. Discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I'm looking for that list.
You don't need anything else. They've made a motion.
Oh.
And it's been approved that you lower it to 20,000, is that right? All right. That's.
You're going to receive notice in the mail from this young lady sitting in the county clerk, and that will point out to you that that is what we did. If, in fact, you wish to take that further to the state tax commission, she'll also include instructions on how to do that. But as of today, this Board of Equalization has established that value of $20,000 instead of the $69,900 it was when you came in.
I appreciate it very much.
Very much.
Thank you. I think that's more than fair. It will help quite a bit. It'll help them try harder to sell, maybe. I don't know. All right, fellas. Thank you so much for seeing us early. We didn't really expect to get to come in, but since there wasn't anybody here, it
worked out
all right. All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Don't get discouraged on selling your lot because they're selling. You can have this if you want it, actually. I've got another one.
Oh, okay.
And I've got that marked over here for you whenever somebody tries to sell your lots of reasonable, asking how they got that much out of all those other lots and can't get that out of yours. Those are all sworn affidavits by the buyers.
Goodness. And this, and 2011 through 13.
I got two letters I didn't bring into them. I got one for $79,900 and one for $69,900 in my office.
You have one that's based yesterday. On evidence we probably need to go back to.
Maybe.
I just want you to have that.
We've dealt with four different realtors since we put ours on the market. And this one is the only one that has given us any feedback.
Mm-hmm.
The other said, oh, yes, we'll keep you informed, even if all we can say is we don't have any offers. And none of them have done anything.
You might show them that.
No. Okay, thanks.
You betcha.
What page did you say? Page 9.
What are we doing? Croach?
There's a space on evidence. They're not going to be here.
Croachies?
Sounds good to me.
Where's this sales list? I get my way. There we go. Hey, you can
back it. Yeah, he told us his hour. Hope he's buying pencil and blank paper. He's going to have to write this.
He might be here before 2.
Yeah.
He only needs about an hour. Can you guys do without me for about an hour?
No.
I think that's what he said, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know when he started the clock, so.
I think he started at 2:45. He's only been gone.
Well, he may have also had
to do that. That's just true. Note to self, never be late because they don't pop up.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to look at the next in order. Before we do, let me ask you a question. The last one we have for the day, I haven't called it up. Tell me yesterday what property that was. Oh, yes, I got it. Fenway.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 2013-107.
Yep.
You said this is going to be based upon information that they have sent us?
Yeah. I'm showing it has an assessed valuation of $13,110. Is this another one of those Branson Hills lots? And the assessor has it appraised at $69,000. They said that they purchased it on 6/12/2012 for $21,000. They have it marked as an arm's length. I don't know if that's correct, but that's how they have it marked.
Is this part of all those lots that were set in at the same value 2 years ago, James?
Yeah, you guys set it in at 78,000 and I lowered them to 69 this year. The BOE set them at 78 last year, I think.
James, is this your document?
Here's the sale.
It looks like your document. Do they fill out something for you? Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? They got an increase notice? That's a sales letter where they purchased it.
Oh, and they're sending it to you?
Yeah, we get all those in. Yeah, it's a sales letter.
You mailed it to them?
Yeah, they go out on every deed exchange as sales letters goes out on.
Okay.
That's how we get it, this out there.
I think when it gets down to like 70 degrees, it starts
freezing
setting
up.
Air spinning.
I had water in this and it's solid ice now.
I hit on the map and it just sits there and spins on that. Yeah. It's been doing that off and on.
I stopped the spinning.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Get this computer operational for tomorrow or in the morning when they come. He thinks that the cold
it's getting cold again.
Problems.
Bring us better.
I'm gonna set my water.
So
out
you guys need to wear more clothes or I can wear less. It's up to you. Sound?
How old are
good.
You?
What's that?
How old are you?
32.
Wear less.
Okay. Don't say that. You come in flip flops and a swimsuit. Tank top.
You don't even have a jacket on.
I think it's comfortable.
It's the fast metabolism.
That's what it is. Yeah, because I am cleaning the belt.
What's those red ones up there? Is those ones we've already heard or something?
Yeah, they're from previous years.
Oh. What did they do on the red ones? Can you punch on them?
Not that it's not going to show me here.
Oh. Current value is the same as.
Yeah.
Except for across the street.
Yeah, across the street's inside the tier two or whatever they established.
Go over two.
Help me with that because they all look like they're not on the course.
Huh?
Those are not on the course?
Bay Hill and Olympic circles that center thing. They're not on the course.
So it's that right there. That's on the course.
Yeah.
It's a development
law. Oh, okay.
Branson Hills owns it. Branson Hills owns that.
Okay.
Nobody looks like nobody's developing, huh?
Well, they're not coming in for it. They're out of Texas.
No, no, this is on evidence.
Oh.
They're not going to be here.
Oh, they're not coming?
No, he's got the evidence up there.
Do you, what kind of sales do you have in there, James?
Don't have any. I'm basing it on...
Well, this is one of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, he sent you sales letters.
Well, I got some 20s and some 5s.
Yeah, I bought it for $21,000.
So you do. So you do have something.
Well, I don't have them on file, but I mean, I've got $5,000 sales. Actually, I had a couple appraisers run a couple of $5,000 appraisals in on Point Royal and Branson Hills as evidence. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous, so I didn't waive much on them. These values are based on appraisals. These are based on appraisals that was brought to you guys and set into information by Arvis Bank. It appraised 49 of them. Our friend that died, our dear friend that died, what was his name?
What's that? Dear friend.
From Branson that died. Alderman, ex-alderman.
Oh, Jack Purvis.
Jack Purvis brought in appraisals. Everybody, I mean, there's been appraisals after, that's how you guys established your value. And that's where I seen the $5,000 sales. I don't have, I think Mr. Jeske went out and appraised a group of them out in Emerald Point for $5,000.
What's your suggestion on this, Mr. Strait?
My suggestion has to be leave it alone because I've got all the rest of them set that value. Unless there's a obsolescence of a drainage ditch, a wash down through the center of it. I think you guys have changed a few on that premise. But if it's just a normal lot like the rest of them, I don't...
I'm pretty sure it's got about 20 golf balls with my initials on it.
That's what you're up, isn't it?
That ought to bring it up in value.
Oh, well, then they're not probably ones. Oh, okay.
Well, they're not kind of hitting.
Yeah. Are they $20 balls or are they a dollar?
All of these balls.
50 cent balls. Are
they Wilson's? They're range balls.
Range balls? Where'd you steal those from?
All right, I'm looking for wrong.
Danny, wake up.
Boy, sure been mild and calm since he left.
I'd make a motion to go with what the assessor recommended.
Do we have any more of these coming in that we know of?
Thank you.
Yes.
Mike, you got them for me. You have one for St. Carmel. And you have three more Emerald Points. You have one on the 5th.
So we have two more Branson Hills, and we have 3, 4, and this one. What are all those NAs?
Businesses like Canica, and these are Good Shepherd Meadows, so they're large properties.
Thank you, though.
They're not in a self-development.
It's good.
It was up to me. I almost want to wait. Make a decision on this until we see.
One thing the board needs to remember when setting the value in Branson Hills, you're dealing with houses that range from $400,000 to $1 million. So are you going to be willing to set them on lots worth $20,000 or $25,000 and look at your percentage of land to house is nowhere close. Branson Hills is a...
Well, see, on the death theory, my house is going to be worth $8.
Yours? I ain't worried. We're not even worried about yours. But that's what you got to consider when you don't have sales in a subdivision, on how you can justify the value that's there and justify the value that you're fixing to put there.
I thought we did have sales.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, didn't you say you had some?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
You got a $300,000 house, you've got to have close to $50,000 worth of land under it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have lots of subdivisions there have been no sales in.
Well, it increases when you put water, sewer, and a parking lot on.
And fish it by $70,000.
Well, here's a sale, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a foreclosure. It wasn't a short sale, to the best of my knowledge. So there is one sale. And it's...
I've got to remember that I'm actually changing maps on my sales list here, is what I'm trying to figure out where, what neighborhood we're in. It covers about four maps up there.
Right.
This is personal. Sorry.
Can you hear me crunching? Good.
I mean, what?
Something's too loud. I can't get hear a little crunching noise.
Was there a motion on the floor regarding this 107?
Randy Casey.
Well, I'll.
And is there a second to that motion?
No.
No.
Your comment was you'd like to look at the other Brassfield properties that are going to be here over the course of the year and make a decision about all of them, perhaps?
Perhaps.
I don't mean to put word in your mouth, but that's what you were saying.
You mean Branson Hill lots that are not developments? Because we've already had some, right?
I'm saying that. Right. Correct.
I've got now a $75,000 sale in Branson Hills. I've got a 21.5. I got a 26.5. Then when I change maps, I've got a 67,354 is what they wrote down. So there's sales all over the board in Branson Hills. You can pick whatever number you want to pick from what's happened in the last 2 years. The 2 years previous, it set a standard. You didn't have to choose from different varieties of sales. But that's what I've got in Branson Hills, you were asking, and I finally found it. There was a 75,000.
2 years ago, we set golf course front properties at
78.
Non-golf course front properties at
69.
Okay.
And I changed that. I lowered that due to economics times to 69 and 49, I guess. I moved something to 49 anyhow. I may have a few 70. Kenny, if you bring that map down here, you'd sure get me out of a bind right now.
I'm going to pull this.
I was just curious. Jim.
Well, we've got it wrote down on the map. We made a map of the entire area. Hard to remember, but I lowered them from what you guys had actually set them a year ago.
Are these to be
a person? non-golf course lots.
It's their second home.
+8,000 402-698-2333.
We're going to leave this.
It's in Woodlands Condominiums.
Kenny, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Here's how we did it. I'll just show you real quick.
Okay.
This map, entire branch fields, we put golf course lots at 69,000, 10,000 extra to add an improvement. Non-golf course lots, $49,000, $10,000 if they had an improvement.
What did you consider improving the road?
A building, a house.
10,000 odd in the lot with the house. I said, no problem.
And that's how we did the entire subdivision. And we'll leave that here for information purposes.
Is that including in there, like, in there quite a few lots to the north that are?
We reset those last year at that 18.8 when Straffis
okay.
was here, or 2 years ago when Straffis
okay.
was here.
Right. Because they, I mean, they don't have any utilities.
But we left him at the
expert. Because of that, that they were lowered, right?
That it was lowered to 18.8, yeah.
Okay.
How do you take in consideration the topography? I mean, lots that are like this versus...
We let them come in. If they come in and say, hey, I've got a bad lot, guys, you've missed it, we can't. Because... Yeah, because a lot of people wants the slope so they can build a walkout type basement home, you know. It's hard to judge what they really consider good, bad, or indifferent.
Apparently, Jeff has hit some golf balls off some of those.
Yeah, he just got an aggravating moment there, didn't he?
I just know where I'm going to go to find some
golf balls.
Well, never mind. He said they're bad.
Always walk down the right side.
Okay, approach.
Yeah.
Stay to the right.
Play right.
What'd you do with Croach? Left it the same or wait to do something?
I heard it. Back
well, that's when I had the motion, but nobody.
Okay.
They were Croach, James.
Going to wait until I.
Holding it, yeah.
Till the other ones, I think.
Are we at?
3:15, it's time to call. Don't ask me how to pronounce that.
Typho. Pifo.
Glad Danny ain't here.
Who?
You asked him how to pronounce that. We've seen one or two in there, but the BOE never set a value on them. No.
So if I'm looking at this correctly, we've got 104,220 on improvements, 9,160 land, total of 113,380. Is that what you got, Donna? James?
113,380.
Okay. 21,540 is the assessed.
Yes. They're requesting $16,150.
How much?
$16,150 is their request.
They're asking for what?
$16,150 assessed.
Looks like $90,000 appraised.
I would recommend to this board that they set this at $90,000 appraised.
That's what I
get. When they call.
Well, their sheet.
Oh.
And all of you here, James, you
I would recommend you set this at $90,000 at their request.
Isn't that what you just said?
I make that motion.
Speak first and say your name. We can vote, that's all right.
If that's what they've requested, just make the phone call and say we've honored your request.
Where is the Woodlands? I know I...
Actually, 80, they probably would be looking at 85, wouldn't they?
That's the calculation. So I'm putting it at 85 or leave it at 90?
I would do the 85. They said 80 to 90. I wouldn't go to the high end with them.
That's fine.
What's wrong with 90,000? Put it in.
Appraised value.
That makes it 17.1, doesn't it?
I think it's 16,150.
85 does.
Yeah, you just take the 16,150 divided by 0.19.
Please enter your...
What did you settle upon?
85.
Do you want to amend your motion?
Is anybody saying it yet?
No.
Second.
You have a motion and a second one.
I second that anyway.
County Board of Equalization. We were calling to talk to you about an appeal you made regarding a piece of property in Woodlands condo, Dane County, Missouri. Our number here, if we don't reach you on your cell phone, is 417-546-7249. Thank you.
That's my office stuff.
I think it's Danny's turn to take calls, isn't it?
Please enter your account code.
This is Ron Houseman of Taney County, Missouri, regarding an appeal that you made on a piece of property in Woodlands condo.
Yes, sir.
Would you be willing to talk about it this time?
I am.
Let me first express to you that the Board of Equalization has been discussing this piece of property. There is a motion on the floor to lower the valuation of this property to $85,000 from the $113,380 that we currently have it on the books for.
Okay.
Would that be something that you would be receptive to?
I wouldn't argue with that a bit.
Gentlemen, the motion is in front of the body to establish this property at $85,000. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Sir, within the next week, we'll get written confirmation of this decision out to you.
Okay.
We're all done. I hope you have a good day.
Why, thank you, sir, and same to you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the fourth.
And you as well.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mercy. Teleconference.
He sees the mouse.
345.
Yes.
I wonder if we could talk to him to do some other business he's got. Give us a... Someone like that, gentlemen, wants you to call when they're ready for you. Can we try?
I wrote the number on the top there. Look.
Thank you.
314-616-963.
Thank you. Any individual in particular?
I don't have a name. Christy, do you have a name on that Mercy? Mercy Hill?
Joshua Corson.
Joshua Corson? Can we stand in recess for a few minutes? Is that all right, Bill?